brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A mother called in talking about a Seward, Alaska lockdown of the town drill and a multi-day event at the school, kind of a death education brainwashing meeting. So I just told my guys, I said, Google and print me all the articles you can find with just the keyword. What was the keyword? School drill. Children using trash cans as toilets. And they literally, this is more than 20 articles they just printed in the last 30 minutes. Now, I want you guys to Google Death Education Columbine 2020. This is in my film, Police Did to the Takeover. The mainstream news articles that they taught the kids how to get in coffins, how to hang themselves so they wouldn't do it. And, of course, massive suicides exploded at the school. The whole thing was a federally run brainwashing camp. That's been proven. It was a test model. And they staged the shootings there, of course. That's on record. We've proven that. Oh, you didn't know about that? But regardless, I start mentioning how they don't feed the kids all day. They make them use the bathroom in trash cans. They tell them that real terrorists are coming to kill them. They tell the kids in many of these drills, some they just ask for volunteers to do on the weekend, it's the drama department, and that's reasonable. We want to be clear that I've gone and videotaped some of the ones that are reasonable. They still are meant to create fear. They still are meant to train everybody to, you know, kind of live in a police state and hate guns. And we're showing some of those right now, but those are at least with kids that volunteer. They have other ones all over the country where they go in unannounced, showing the mindset of these people. So I said I would go over those, and I have some news here dealing with missing ampule, three missing ampules. Yeah, there's Death Education at Columbine High. Excellent. 1999, you found it. There's another one, 1992. With them in the coffins, even if they didn't want to be in the coffins, they would sit on top of them until they felt like they were suffocating, to quote, it's kind of like waterboarding, to show them what death is like. And then this is where they teach you that terrorists are coming and are going to kill you and guns are bad and the police state's good. And that's all this is for, a bunch of crap. And then I already showed you martial law drills where they practice taking over our cities, but I'm going to get to that coming up in the next segment. But I kind of went wild here earlier. I'm trying to find my CNBC article dealing with the missing bioweapon. I mean, I can't keep track of this anymore. This is literally, I've probably got 200 articles today. Let's go ahead and get a call in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jessica in Texas. Jessica, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for putting chemtrails back on the top of the pile. I met you a couple years ago and didn't really know much about it then, but have found a lot of information. Wanted to tell people to check out carnicorn.com, that website. It's got a lot of information about what's in those things. And also was hoping you might indulge me in kind of a hardcore fantasy we all have about, you know, arresting the bankers and all the people creating all this tyranny here, and what you know, what is the legal process? I mean, can we do mass citizen arrest of all these treasonous people? Or,
well, that's why they keep calling standing up for your private property is now terrorism. Protesting is terrorism. Yes, I mean, the answer to it is taking our counties, our cities, our states back, saying arrest, 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 you're criminals, pointing out that the elite is a fraudulent government. And tell you what, stay there. We will all indulge our fantasies of arresting these people. The simplest, most direct way to beat them with one fell swoop.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In 52 minutes, we're scheduled to have Alan Combs on for 30. So I'm just going to give each caller 1 minute. Then I got to get into all this other important news that I have here in front of me. And then we will, of course, get into what's happening in the schools, the re-education camps, literally, where they brainwash and terrorize children for mind control. Of course, the average cop doesn't even realize they're part of a literal reinvention of Soviet mind control. Literally. So let's go ahead and go back to Jessica in Texas. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, I was going to say, we have our own treasonous little Bilderberger right here in this city. Why? I mean, you know, Rick Perry. What's he still doing sitting up there on his seat?
Well, he's feeling the heat, so he's saying, I'm a patriot, I'm against the New World Order, I'm against federal tyranny.
Okay, but we have actual proof that he has committed treason. Why is he not in jail right now?
Because the state police and everybody else are under his control.
Well, then I guess citizen's arrest? I mean...
My question really is,
if the system is set up to prevent them... or prevent us from getting to them and putting them on trial, then really, seriously, what are we going to do?
Well, they've overthrown our system, and we've got to get it back. Let me try to break this down. If enough people are just awake to their crimes and don't go along with it and just start saying criminal, criminal everywhere they go, instead of groveling to authority and badges and uniforms and, you know, signets of authority, And we're already on our way to discrediting them and their system falling. That's why they're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist and coming in aggressively now. So that's one issue.
That's all I pretty much had to say. Thank you for your show.
Thank you so much. We're going to let you go. Thank you, Jessica, from Texas. Now, talking about fantasy, I mean, what's the quickest way to get the bankers arrested? You have a couple dozen grand juries indicting or calling for indictments of Geithner and Summers and everybody who engineered the crisis we're in and did all this illegal stuff. They can't kill all the grand juries. It would become obvious if they did. They'd probably still try it, and that would really wake folks up. See, as more people stand up and say no, others start standing up and saying no. That's why when Elliot Spitzer wrote one article saying it was a criminal fraud what was going on as governor, he had skeletons in his closet. He was visiting a hooker, and they burned him with it, and it turned out he was under FBI surveillance the whole time. Just like every member of Congress is under NSA surveillance 24/7, and I told you that for years, and it's now public, and they admit they do it without warrants. That's, you wonder why Congress is told by the presidency, you run nothing, and they say, yes, sir, boss, when they are equal to the president or above the president in the structure of power? Because they're spying on them, and they got all the dirt, or they'll make dirt up. I mean, they blow up congressmen's planes and senators' planes all the time. I mean, these people are in power because they are murderers. They're criminals. And a lot of Americans said, oh, so what? That's how America gets stuff done. But now they're going to take your pension funds. Now they're going to brainwash your kids against you. See, they want it all. So you would have a dozen or so grand juries move for indictments on different issues, and it would just start a snowball, just like it is now with all these big globalists like Madoff and others caught stealing tens of billions of dollars and being at the highest echelons. That shows people these are crooks. We're getting to that point. Hell, 98% of Americans don't like the bankers. See, we are the majority. They got a tiger by the tail. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas who disagrees. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? And listen, what I disagree about was nothing you talked about today, but I got a little bit, I don't know, not offended because this is such important stuff, but I'm a former, Republican right-winger who, you know, just didn't believe, just thought this stuff was too dastardly to believe. And yesterday you were going on and on about we want to be scammed. We love it. We're stupid. We want, and look, dude, that's just not it. People don't know. And I didn't know this stuff. And I listened to you. I researched it myself. I didn't just swallow what you said. And I'm shocked and I believe it. But, you know, I think what's happening, Alex, is there's fixing to be a big cabal because, you know, I used to be a big Rush fan until I started listening to you. And, dude, he is getting closer and closer. He's dancing around everything you're saying. And I don't know, but I think if these two forces come together, you need to claim credit. And you can become, I mean, bigger than everybody. But I wouldn't go in and start throwing rocks at everybody who can't get their arms around this.
I understand. It's just that when I see that every major vaccine's killing people left and right and killing people I know, and you know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that still go out and take the vaccines, that still think the Federal Reserve is governmental, that still think the government's legitimate. I'm not talking about you. And I, listen, the reason this radio show is popular is because this is real. This isn't entertainment. This isn't a shtick. This is what, I mean, they see me here at the office. They know I'm freaked out. I mean, I mean this. I'm like, get me more documents. Get me more proof. We've got to fight them. I've got to control myself to just go home, even though I love my family and my children and want to spend time with them. They have no future if I don't stay down here in the boiler room and get these pipes fixed. And man, you know, it shakes me up. It freaks me out to study Soviet brainwashing techniques in schools and then to see exactly that in the United States. I'm freaked out, man, and I don't know how everybody else doesn't see it and isn't freaked out. And as for Rush Limbaugh, Rush has been consistently the way he is, so I don't really attack him like I do with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is an operative, and I'll tell you right now, I can tell he is, and I know what I'm talking about. Limbaugh, I know, is having to dance around this. Hillary Clinton came out yesterday and said she loves Ron Paul, and they introduced her on Hardball. I saw the intro to it. We have a clip from later in the show. As, oh, yeah, she used to be a Barry Goldwater girl. And suddenly Fox and CNN love Ron Paul, and MSNBC does. Because they know, sir, we are the majority now. We just don't know we're the majority. So they're trying to... It's like a U.S. tank attacking the Battle of the Bulge, painting itself gray so the Germans don't shoot at it. You know, they have taken the colorations... There's lots of beetles and things that have the colorations of poison beetles, but they're not really poisonous. They're the false poison beetle, so that birds don't eat it. And so you got the real poison beetle to the New World Order, myself, Ron Paul, you know, the real movement. So you got them trying to look like the false poison beetle. You understand? And they're doing that because Rush Limbaugh has said for decades there's no world government, no New World Order, there's not a banking cabal, and now it's all being announced. So great, let Rush come along. I know he's come along, but he still reinforces it's left versus right. And so if you took that personally, sir, I wasn't talking about you. I was once ignorant to all of this as well. I'm just telling you, maybe the stress gets to me. I mean, it does. And I get very, very aggressive. Anything else?
Yeah. Let me tell you my fear and what I see happening, Alex, is I see some of this resistance that is almost 100% attributable to you and your circle being absorbed, like you talked about, and that this guy Obama overreaches and the storm dissipates. But what happens then is you are really in the shadows at that point, and the war continues, and you become very vulnerable when they are not about to take over. It's when they recede and start to regroup is when your life is in danger.
Well, they're always on the move, and I'm so visible that they're more likely to keep trying to destroy me in the media. And I'm just committed. At this point, it one way or the other, I'm just doing what I'm doing. But I appreciate your call. I just, growing up, I never knew I'd be in this position. And I never imagined. I was just like you. I never imagined that they were doing stuff like this. I mean, I don't blame people who can't wake up to this. But at this point, it's so obvious. I've still got major newspapers attacking me saying none of this exists. I mean, they'll ha-ha, he says there's a new world order run by banks, and I've got literally six articles in my stack, mainstream news today, announcing it. And Obama's got the public conned. He's got like half the public still conned going, oh, I think things are getting better under Obama. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, he knows he's destroyed them financially. Let's talk to another caller here. Let's go to Revo 76. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Thank you very much for the Obama deception. It didn't wake me up, but it was a beautifully well-done DVD. Beautiful. I have it on hard copy. Beautiful.
Well, good. The point is, you were already awake. We got to wake others up.
Of course. I mean, I'm arguing with people on MySpace about 9/11 still. I mean, I can't believe it. These are Bush supporters. Reagan supporters. I mean, Reagan was a puppet. They're all puppets. I mean, we on the Obama deception. Kennedy was the last real president we had. I don't know what's wrong with people. They're not that they're sleeping. They're just brainwashed. They're morons. I mean, I was born in a police state, New York City. Grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, I'm down in North Carolina now. Beautiful. I can have my guns. I can have my freedom. I can grow my gardens. It's beautiful. Even the air is fresh. I mean, I do see occasional chemtrails, of course, and I do believe that. Everything you said is documented. I spoke to you last April about, what do you call, the Hunt for Bin Laden, the book I read. I've been awake to all this crap to a degree, but once I listen to you, I've been listening to you almost every day, your show, every day for 2 years. Everything you say, I can document. I can find it myself. It's not BS. It's totally true. That's why I don't know what's wrong with people. I mean, they just got to get out of their little brainwashed syndrome, whether it's sodium fluoride, brainwashed.
Well, it's all of that. The biggest thing, my friend, is they don't respect Revo 76. They don't respect themselves. God bless you. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to wait on calls for a few minutes now. because I got to get started with all of this news. We'll hit Army, three vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. We'll tell you about what virus when we get back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $892.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $918.92, $459.46 for a half ounce, and $229.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $918.92, $459.46, and $229.73.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Okay, I'm going to try to encapsulate this key information as succinctly as I can. I will tell you in the next segment what got me on that earlier rant last hour. The caller, Barbara, who was calling in from Seward, Alaska, where they're going to lock the whole town down for a martial law drill. I keep getting emails and calls about this, but no proof. Rob Deuce said he just got an email of a mainstream news article confirming it, and right as that came in, the facts came in from Barbara with the Homeland Security card that was given to her by Homeland Security. They are doing a martial law lockdown drill, and I have the director of the sector Network Management, Bob D. I'm not going to give his full name out yet. We may just call this guy on air. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 601 Street, 12th Street, TSA-28, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. Got his cell, got his fax. This just came in from Barbara, who sent us stuff before, years ago, I remember her. And so she went and asked Homeland Security in the town. This guy's up there for Virginia for a lockdown of the town to coincide with drills at the schools. Now, I'm going to go over these drills for you in a moment. That's coming up. Now, this is from CNN. If you read this alone, it's not that big of a deal. But you combine this with all the other intel we've got. You project the lines, connect the dots. It gets very, very serious. Now, CNN, Army, three vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility. CNN, missing vials of a potentially dangerous virus have prompted an Army investigation into the disappearance from a lab in Maryland. The Army's Criminal Investigation Command agents have been visiting Fort Detrick, Maryland, to investigate the disappearance of the vials. Christopher Gray, spokesman for the command, said the latest investigation has found no evidence of criminal activity. The vials contain samples of Venezuelan equine encephalitis, a virus that sickens horses and can be spread to humans by mosquitoes. In 97% of cases, humans with the virus suffer flu-like symptoms, but in can cause death in some cases. It says 1 out of 100. According to Corrie van der Linden, a spokeswoman for the Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, there is an effective vaccine for the disease, and there hasn't been an outbreak in the United States since 71. The vials had been in the Research Institute's facility at Fort Detrick, home of the Army's top biological research facility, for more than a decade. The three missing vials were among thousands of vials that were under the control of senior scientists who retired in 2004 when another Fort Detrick scientist recently inventoried the retired scientist's biological samples. He discovered that the vials are missing. Okay, let's stop right there. Why is this so important? They want to build, and have finished a bunch of them, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs and put them in level 3 and level 2 containment. And they're building one down in Galveston. Before that could happen, it was about to open. The hurricane hit it, and it's destroyed. That's smart. Build one on a hurricane coastline. San Antonio's getting a level 4 built in the university down there. They're moving Plum Island from New York, the zoological bioweapons lab, the most deadly stuff you can imagine. Ebola, weaponized limes, list goes on and on, stuff we don't even know about, to San Antonio. And there's 34 more of these babies. Who works in these facilities? Who has connections to them? Dr. Pianca saying he wants an airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us, and he gets standing ovations at universities. See, you start connecting. Let's expand from there. September 10th, Associated Press reported months later that September 10th, the White House cabinet went on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, because of concerns of anthrax. Then it gets mailed out to all of Bush's enemies. They start dying. Turns out it's the most weaponized anthrax ever seen. And the media says, no, it was made in a bathtub in a basement. No, it didn't come out of a base. Then it turns out it was the Ames strain, Fort Detrick, Maryland, miniaturized and then weaponized and had wings in a nanotech facility that only Fort Detrick can do. Wings microscopically put on every spore so that it gets picked up by the slightest breezes. This gets mailed out to all of Bush's enemies. He's on the anthrax-fighting Cipro antibiotic. People that put two and two together and figure out it's the government get FBI visits and threats. Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz, and others. All of this is going on. We'll come back and finish up with the other key info and how this ties in with some other things. Because they're announcing swine flu popping up in California. Ebola popping up in the Philippines. They're hyping all these new vaccines. We got a mixing live weaponized bird flu in with vaccine in Europe. And suddenly all these people dropping dead when they take a bird flu vaccine. Something's going on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we've got all these mysterious things going on, and anytime Fort Detrick tells you something's missing, you got to look out, because there was a little notice report by the bioweapons lab in England, Porton Down, that said, oh, we lost some vials, or somebody stole some vials of foot and mouth the day that it was supposedly being spread. 2 days later, it pops up in locations all over the country. 1 person, 2 people, 10 people couldn't have done it. They sneak into a level 4 bioweapons lab. Somebody steals it. It's got machine gun nests, barbed wire, minefields, underground, pressure facilities, big vault doors. That's level 4. They sneak in, they get it, and they spread it all over the country. And the government goes around killing 8 million sheep, 4 million cows that weren't even infected. And the images, you know, all those big piles of cows burning. And then we predicted the government wouldn't let people restock. And they said, yes, it's not sustainable. You're not allowed to restock cows and sheep. They're waging war on agriculture. They want control of it. They want to use it as a tool of control for their one-child policies. By the way, England and Australia, 2 days ago, we haven't even gotten to that. That's in the stack. I know Burma's covered it. Have announced they want officially a one-child policy. Now, I told you when I made Endgame 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, when I talked on air, that these new rules about, oh, we want to tax you if you have more than one child. That's a one-child policy, and now they're admitting it. So that's happening. That's what all this control is about. But then you have U.S. officials track new flu strain from pigs, and they're saying it could, you know, it's similar to the bird flu, on and on and on. We may have to take vaccines. They just so happen to have a vaccine mass-produced for this pig virus. They just so happen to have this horse virus. Notice the government of Australia last year accidentally released the horse virus. We were just talking about that earlier in the week. They can kill humans. And they said, oh, an accident from our laboratory. Okay, well, let's just say this is all accidents. It's an accident that in fake, you know, Arab handwriting in English, you know, it meant to look like somebody who couldn't speak English wrote it, with Allah's great Death of the West gets mailed out from Fort Detrick, just an accident, and Foot and Mouth gets released from Horton Down by accident, and gets released from Australia by accident, and you just continue. Come on in. What's going on? Every 15 minutes? Oh, you found the program? Yeah, Aaron found me their basic printouts. What you're saying, it's just amazing. I mean, it's off the hook. Tell us what you found. Let's turn his mic on. What'd you find? Go ahead.
There's a death notice right here that they're going to inform the parents.
You got to talk in the mic, they're saying.
There's a permission slip to participate in the program. Okay, and then it goes on to, let's see, it talks about health information, media release, mock death notification. I agree to receive a mock death notification for my son and daughter as part of the Every 15 Minutes program. Obituary information. So basically,
well, see, it's a death call, but see, that's for DWI, so people think it sounds reasonable. They have it where it's unannounced. They come and say they're going to kill you.
The Grim Reaper will come to class and take one of the students away, and then someone will read the student's obituary.
Well, they have the studies. This causes suicide, and kids think about death. They shouldn't even be thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's all part of messing their brains up. All right, thank you so much. Okay, in fact, let me just go ahead and get into that now. Let me go ahead and start the presentation for everybody on this subject. Go ahead and get that out of my stack. Go ahead and focus and go over this. In fact, while I take a break to go back over these notes, because I want to do this as a focused presentation, let me play an important blurb here. Did the network send you the Ron Paul clip? Oh, well, that's okay, because the network has the audio of it. So the network has the audio of this. YouTube's down, so we can't play it from their servers. Last night, I just turned the TV on when Hardball was re-airing before I went for a jog. And I saw Chris Matthews saying, coming up, the girl that used to love Barry Goldwater, Hillary Clinton, compliments Ron Paul. And they're now being forced to do this because they know that we are becoming the majority. And so she's there trying to kiss up to him so he won't ask her tough questions. But also, you see this on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, everywhere. They talk about Ron Paul and how great he is, and Bill Maher does it, because they recognize he is the figurehead of probably 80, 90 million people in this country. So all we've got to do is stand up and take action. For all of you out there that said, oh, the Ron Paul revolution, he didn't win, we failed. That was only one benchmark in educating and growing our numbers. And then we grow them again, we grow them again, we grow them again. And they're scared of us because they don't care if you're wandering off as a liberal in that control paradigm or wandering off as a fake Republican in that control paradigm. You really get into liberty and freedom, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That scares the establishment. That scares them in a big way. So let's go ahead and play the audio of this clip. Here it is.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Paul, is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome, Madam Secretary. I have a general question I want to ask about foreign policy, but leading up to that question, I would like to mention first that the election had something to do with bringing about change in tone with our foreign policy. And I think there's been some very positive changes in tone. And many of us have argued for more diplomacy rather than more threats. So many of us are pleased with that. It goes back to the old saying of speaking softly and still being willing to carry a big stick. But sometimes I wonder whether that big stick doesn't get wielded a little too often and too often. But I do want to caution all of us that what we say is very important and can be very beneficial, but what we do is also very important. So that may cancel out the benefits of speaking more softly and being willing to talk and negotiate. Some people say that we shouldn't talk to our enemies, but I remember the Cold War rather well, and we did talk to Khrushchev and Mao Zedong when they were great threats to us. So sometimes I think that when we look at how we stood up to tens of thousands of nuclear weapons, that we should be cautious as far as what we might do in Pakistan and put it into a proper perspective. But my big concern is whether or not we can reverse the empire mentality that I think we have adopted over these many, many decades, and also the relationship of this to our financial burden. Though we are speaking more softly and would like to get some troops home, the first thing that was done was our DOD budget was increased by 9% in a time when our national debt in the last 12 months went up $2 trillion. All great nations have been brought to the news for economic reasons. We didn't have to fight the Soviets. And the Afghanistan adventure that the Russians, the Soviets were involved with was very significant. And I don't know how we can ignore that. So I would like to ask the question about whether or not you can give me some signs or indication or some encouragement that maybe we shifted policies in the slightest manner. Have we brought any troops home? Are we less involved in Iraq? Will that war ever end? Or are we really going in the opposite direction because we're seeing Pakistan is so necessary? We need more troops, more expansion, more money, more DOD funds. So, coming from my perspective, I can't see the difference, even though, like I said, I am pleased that there's a willingness to talk and try to work things out, and I think that is very positive. I always think that people who aren't willing to talk are insecure. This whole idea that we are so strong, it seems that we lack confidence if we can't talk to people. And we are strong enough. Nobody's going to attack us militarily. So I see it very important that we change our tone. I think it's good that you got rid of the war on the term war on terrorism. How can you have war against a tactic? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But I'm not sure overseas contingency operation is more specific. So could you address that and maybe give me some hints as far as maybe seeing actual some shift in our policy?
Well, thank you, Congressman. I think that the president's actions in these nearly 100 days match actions with words, although I admit there's a lot more to be done. We are still sorting out everything we've inherited and trying to make sense of it. You know, we want to protect America's national security, but we think there are better and more effective ways of doing that. So we are ending the war in Iraq. There is a definite end date for our troops to be there. The president did close Guantanamo. The president is looking for ways to engage with those who nobody wanted us to talk to, which is a sea shift in how we are proceeding. Words and actions both matter. I mean, at the end of the day, actions count more. But you have to begin by at least articulating a new approach. In our
John,
budget,
stop right there for a minute. Later, she grovels to him and says how great he is and how he has the most enthusiastic supporters. I don't know if we'll have time to get to that. This is a different clip than I thought I'd sent the network. I mean, she's in there later groveling. You can watch it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's a whole other subject I had in my stack. Her saying he's matched his words with deeds. He signed an order saying we might close Guantanamo in a year, but we're going to use all these other holding facilities in the U.S. and overseas and continue holding detainees without rights. In fact, Google, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. Let's put that on screen for folks. That's AP. And he said that all of this continues. The secret rendition continues. All of this is continuing. Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. He's hired nothing but lobbyists. He's increasing the wars. And she just says, she goes on, because I've got the text of it, or she's given another speech, there's so many she gives, where she says, and he's balancing the budget. What on earth are they talking about? They're spending more money than all the presidents before him combined. And he keeps saying he's going to cut the budget deficit in half in 2 years and balance it by the end of 4 years. Obama backs Bush on policy on detainee rights. And the exact headline, that's, what is that out of the U.S. News and World Report? That's CBS News. I couldn't read the top. The exact one is Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. But you get the idea. The point is they're keeping the camps open. It's all continuing. And I always told you Guantanamo is not even the real camp. Guantanamo is kind of a advertisement camp or what they show you publicly, not the black sites all over the world. And that's now been declassified in the White House memo saying they wanted Bush to be dictator and that to restrict the free press in the United States. And this is all being set up and it's continuing under Obama. We did get Barbara back. The phone systems went down earlier. She called in and talked about how they're doing this death education at the school, how they're going to lock down the school, how it coincides with a weird lockdown drill of Seward, Alaska. And we asked her to fax us proof of that. And she faxed us the Homeland Security Officer, Transportation Secretary Administration she talked to. And so just to briefly tell us exactly what's happening at the school, exactly what they're doing in the town, because I keep getting calls and emails that are nonspecific about they've told us they're locking the town down for a FEMA drill. What is going on?
Okay. The card that I sent to you was given to me by a man whom I mysteriously met. I dropped my daughter off to a coffee shop to work, and I'm sitting on the couch looking out the window, and a friend is with me, and we're watching this man walking up and down the streets, looking at our cars kind of strange and holding something in his hand and looking at the buildings. And he's kind of looking underneath and around up and down the streets, and we're going, what is he doing? I said, well, I'm going to go find out. So I walked right out and approached him and said, hi, may I help you? And he continued. He picked up some pictures that were black and white photos of Seward's buildings, and he said, oh, yeah, I used to, you know, it's funny. I used to work here when I was about 19, and I'm just kind of traveling back and looking around at Seward, seeing if I can find some of the old places I used to be, and I'm just kind of matching up the buildings. I want to take some pictures of right where I was standing and seeing if I could trace my steps. And I said, oh, really? And, yeah, I know some people who live here, have been here all these years. Maybe they remember you. And he couldn't even give me the name of the place he worked for. And it was a little suspicious. So he goes, I'll tell you what, I have more photos. I'm going to run down here where I'm staying, and I'll tell you what, I'll buy a cup of coffee from you, and I'll come in and I'll talk to you. So I just kind of went in to the coffee shop, and this man came back with more pictures. But as he began to go through his pictures, he kind of slipped up on one of them because as he was showing, yeah, this is down, do you know where this is, blah, blah, blah. Then he handed us a picture and says, and this church is in your town, right? And we go, yeah, it's right over there. I mean, you can see it from where we are. So we, at first, and then we said, so where are you from? And he says, Washington, D.C. And I said, oh, okay, great. And my friend says, so what do you do there? I'm with Homeland Security. And I said, oh. Then he kind of changed his tone a little bit, and he started telling us these stories about how to, he said, you know, when you want to find a terrorist, you just, if you see a cute little bunny out there on the railroad tracks, what do? You run over and pick up a little bunny. That's how terrorists work. And he started with these, like, random stories, and we're going, oh, okay, yeah, never thought of that. And then he mentioned a little bit about Afghanistan and saying that's what it, how it all started in Afghanistan. I mean, one minute we're talking about, oh, yeah, you used to live here in Seward, and we know people. And the next minute, oh, he's been exposed. He's Homeland Security.
No, they're part of they've got a lot of good Christians, too, that really think there's Islamo-fascism taking over. They don't know the West actually funded it and helped it as a bulwark against communism, that they run it. And they'll kill, you know, do whatever. I've talked to these military people believing they're really fighting it, and they really believe it. I've been in an airport when they're reading How to Spot a Terrorist. Like I said, in 1984, you see the TSA people. But finishing up, because I'm going to go to all this news, what you found out.
Okay, what I found out was, he said, well, actually, I'm here on business. He said, I said, really? I said, I'm going to that meeting tomorrow at the city council, you know, that they're holding about the, you know, shutdown of these bridges at the end of town, and they're not letting us in and out, so we're going to meet with the Department of Transportation. And he kind of just blew that off, and he gave me his card, and he said, well, the more I offered information for him about his past life at Seward, he didn't want to talk to anybody. He said he's leaving town. He has meetings in Anchorage the next day, and he'll be in Anchorage all week until Saturday. Well, supposedly this bridge is being shut down, and my daughter just grabbed, I'm going to fax it to you right away. This is more information on the 15-minute program that he got from, that they actually gave the students last week of what they can and can't do. It's information regarding they are not allowed to bring cell phones, they can't have their meds, they have to turn everything in. Oh, they do have their meds. Okay. Anyway,
to be clear, they're going to be locked up in the school while they shut down the town and the roads, correct?
Yes, and on the permission slip, if you read that closely, it says they're going to be with enforcement officers, law enforcement officials, and other reputable community members or whatever, and I thought,
Stay there. I mean, let's put a bow on this when we get back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
We don't need no education.
Barbara, What I'm trying to find out is this. I'm getting emails and calls from people separately from you saying they've been told Seward is being shut down for a Homeland Security drill. Then I get mainstream articles about how they're shutting down the bridge and other roads into it this weekend. It's coinciding with a weekend drill at the school. There's a Homeland Security guy snooping around taking pictures of buildings. I mean, let's say you had 60 seconds. What's going on in your town?
Okay, I want to reiterate, there are no other roads into Seward only than one. There is one road into Seward. I know it sounds strange, but there is. We have been told that the bridges, which have been there for years, which have had problems, all of a sudden need to be inspected, and they're shutting down our town this coming weekend, Friday through Monday morning, Friday night at 10 through Monday morning, and there's no other way to change the schedule. They can't do it any other time. It has to be now, and that's confirmed with our city council meeting.
Okay, yes, yes, that's in the news. That's in the news. People are mad about that because of tourism. Why are people telling me about a lockdown of the town, and what is this? What else did this Homeland Security guy tell you?
This Homeland Security man just told me, he gave me his card, and it's really funny because when he left, he didn't ask our names or anything. He said, I'll see you later, or I'll see you soon. I'll see you next time. And I thought, what? I thought he was leaving and going to Anchorage for meetings. And he's told me he was going to be in Anchorage all week until Saturday. So I was just, it was kind of blowing me away because it says transportation security on his card. And I thought, does this coincide with the bridge being
okay,
shut down?
Anything else you can tell us, Barbara?
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Have.
Thank you so much for the info. Send us the other thing about the school. Thank you. She'll fax that to us. Okay, let me go ahead because we got Alan Combs at 8 after in the second segment of the next hour. Some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. We wish you would, but c'est la vie. Here's the stack of news I have, okay? Death education at Columbine High. School shooting drill terrifies unknowing teachers. Classroom trash can used as toilet. School boosts preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. That's the Washington Post. I should be listing these. This is WorldNet Daily, WCAU-TV. This classroom trash cans used as toilets. This is Associated Press. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article, but it's links to all the mainstream news articles. State brainwashing children to reeducate their parents for green dictatorship. UPI High Court weighs school strip searches, says yes, strip searching children with no probable cause is good. This is out of the Pensacola News Journal, where the Marines personnel take over your classrooms, declare martial law to school children at gunpoint. Can't make this stuff up. Here's another one. Michigan School District portrays homeschoolers as terrorists, Associated Press. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid part of unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves. That's a Paul Watson article, 2006, with AP links. In fact, let's have that ready first when we come back, because I want to show folks how they click on the AP there. Girl handing out cough drops accused of selling drugs at schools. Just unbelievable. And then multi-agency mock terror attack training at Catalina Foothills High School. Hostage drill prepares schools for crisis. I got a bunch of these where they unannounced, grab the kids and take them to FEMA camps. That's just some of what I got here. I'm going to go over this when we get back. And this is mind control. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is to traumatize them, to teach them learned helplessness, to teach them to go into the FEMA camps, to teach them to be under the system's control. And we got Alan Combs coming up. I'm going to ask him about the Bilderberg Group. I'm going to ask him, does the New World Order exist? And a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.